This Chazara Zechin Nishapach Chesu Shag, Vem Yehudim Zechin 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 Daf Mem Gimel. In fact, the previous Gemara said that we can't learn from Me'ila and the case of Shomer using the subject property, or from the case of Me'ila and the case of a stolen and slaughtered or sold animal, that Shlichas worked even for Dvar Veya, because those are Shtei Ksuma Bom Ki Echad. And Shtei Ksuma Bom Ki Echad, Emel Amdim. This is only true according to the view that Taka, when you have Shtei Ksuma Bom Ki Echad, Taka Emel Lamdim. However, there is a view that they could be still used to teach elsewhere. So why can't these psukim serve as a source that Shlichas can even work with Dvar Aveira? And for the Gemara, the Torah uses the excluding term of Hahu regarding someone who shechs the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash and teaches that a Shliach could not make a person Chayiv for that. Only himself shechs outside, not through a Shliach. From there, we learn out to all other cases. In fact, no matter why, we're learning from the case of shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, which teaches that there's ain Shlichas of Dvar Aveira. Why don't we instead learn from Me'ila or the others and teach that there is a yes shlichas of dvar aveira? And the pasuk regarding shechting the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash complex again uses the limiting word of hahu a second time, which is not needed for this case since it was already learned from the first hahu, and therefore teaches the second hahu teaches that for all other cases in the Torah ain shlichas of dvar aveira. According to the view that we can't learn from two psukim shteik sumah bam kvechad ein malamdim abazoi, so what is the hahu coming to teach? Said they would say that one hahu comes to exclude the case where two people held the knife together and shechted, and the other hahu comes to exclude the cases of oyne shoygig, or where he was tricked into shechting outside. The other view will say that the pasuk could have said who instead says hahu, the extra hey they use for these drushes, but the first view says that they don't dash in the extra hey of hahu. Okay, effectively more vital. A braisa says if a person sends a shliach to kill somebody and the shliach does so, the shliach is chayiv. Shammai Zok in the name of Chagai Hanovi says that the principal would be chayiv, meaning the sender, as we learned that David HaMelech was given blame for the death of Uri even though he didn't actually kill him, but had sent him to the front lines of the war to be killed there. How can Shammai say that David would be chayiv, where it had some responsibility, when we have just shown that in shlichas dvar aveira? And v'digamari, he holds that we can learn from two psukim that teach the same thing, and therefore we can learn from Me'ila that yesh shlichas dvar aveira. He also does not darshan the hu and ahu drasha, therefore he has no place that teaches that there's ain shlichas dvar aveira. Second teretz, he agrees with the drasha of hu and ahu, and he means that the one who's sending would be chayiv b'dei shemayim, but not b'dei bezin over here on this world. This means whether the Tanakhama holds that the sender would be potter even by b'dei shemayim, which seems hard to believe. And more, he agrees that the sender would be chayiv b'dei shemayim, except that he holds that he'd be chayiv to a lesser degree than Shammai says. That's what it means that Shammai says he'd be chayiv. Another teretz of the Gemara. We can also say that although Shammai agrees that in general ain shlichas dvar aveira, the aveira of murder is different, as is taught over here in the pasuk with David HaMelech. How did the Tanakhama understand that pasuk? Mar said he'll say that the Navi was telling David, just as you have no guilt for the people killed by the enemy at war, you will likewise have no guilt for the death of Uri. The reason is that because Uri was considered to have rebelled against the king, in which case the halacha is that he was taka chayav misa. Rava said according to the first answer that Shammai Zaken holds that there is the yesh shlichas dvar aveira, Shammai would agree that if a person tells a shliach to go and be mezane or go and eat chaylev, the shliach is for sure the one who would be chayev and not the sender of the shliach. Why? This is because we don't find any place in the Torah that one person should be chayev for the benefit that somebody else has. Zokh Nemar Vaita, we have learned that Rav says a shliach can also be a witness to the transaction that he was sent to do, and the yeshiva of Shila said a shliach cannot be a witness for that transaction. And what's the reason for the view of Rav Shila? If it's because the shliach wasn't asked to be a witness, we find in the Zakhul Mari that if someone gave Kedushin in front of two people without telling them to be witnesses, the Kedushin is valid anyway. We see a witness does not have to be asked. Rather, we have to say that Rav holds the Shliach can serve as a witness because his having been the Shliach makes him a more reliable witness. Rav Shila, on the other hand, holds he can't serve as a witness because he holds that since a Shluch HaShalom K'moisai, he can't serve as a witness because he's being a witness for himself. Where Brisa says, if a person told three people, go and be Mekadosh a woman for me, Beis Shammai say, one of them acts as a shliach, the other two can be witnesses. Beis Hillel say, all three of them act as a shliach, and a shliach cannot serve as a witness. Now, it's only where there are three people that Beis Shammai seem to argue and say that they can act as witnesses. It seems that there are only two people. Even Beis Shammai agree that they cannot act as witnesses because a shliach cannot be a witness. This refutes the view of Rav. Where he says, Rav holds, like another version of this Machalekis in a Brisa, where Rabbi Nosson says that Beis Shammai holds that even if only two people were sent, one connects as a shliach, and the two of them can together then be witnesses. And basically, say there has to be two witnesses besides the shliach. In fact, what this means that Rav is holding like Beis Shammai, which obviously is not the accepted view. I said we reverse the shitas in the Braisa with Rav Nosson, so it's Beis Hillel who says that the shliach connects as a witness, and based on this, it's Rav is holding like Beis Hillel. Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said that Rav is the one who holds that a shliach cannot be a witness, and Rav Shila is the one who says that a shliach can be a witness. The Gemara paskins that a shliach can act as a witness as well. Rav, in the name of Nachman, said if a person tells two people, go and be mekadesh a woman for me, they can be the shluchim and the witnesses. The same is true for gittin, the same is true for monetary cases. And he has to say all these three cases. If you only have the case of kedushin, we would think, in that case, we can believe them as witnesses because they don't seem to benefit anything by lying, since by saying that she was given a kedushin makes her usher to them. But in the case of gittin, maybe we have to be concerned that lying, maybe they're trying to say that she's divorced, that they should be mutter to her. And if we only say the case of gittin, we would say that we believe them over there because at best she'd be mutter to one of them, not all of them, and therefore the other person wouldn't help him to lie. But by monetary case, maybe they're lying together, then they'll split whatever they win. That's why we need all these three cases. If Nachman holds that when one borrows in front of witnesses, he must pay back in front of witnesses, then how can the shluchim be the witnesses? If they don't testify that they paid back the money to the creditor as instructed by the debtor, so then they'll be required to pay back the money to the debtor. So they can't be trusted to say that they paid the money to the creditor. If he holds that witnesses are not needed when returning the money, then the whole conversation doesn't even begin. So if Gemara really holds that the witnesses are not needed to pay back a loan. However, in this case, since the debtor is unable to say with certainty that the money reached the lender, he needs the witnesses to say that the money was returned to the lender. Now, since the witnesses would be believed by Bezdin if they said, we took the money and gave it to the debtor, they're also believed to say that they gave it to the lender. Gemara says, after the institution that a person who fully denies something has to swear, then the shluchim would no longer be believed to say that they gave the money to the lender. Instead, they'd have to swear to the debtor that they gave the money to the lender. The lender would then have to swear they never received any money, and the debtor would then be forced to pay the lender for the debt again.